This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot of us started off the day with a drug. If you're like me, you probably had another hit a little bit later in the morning. And if for some reason you didn't get your hit, you might have gotten a headache, been a little bit irritable, sleepy perhaps. Yes, caffeine, the magic drug that keeps us coming back for more. Murray Carpenter has a new book out about it. It is called Caffeinated. Murray, it's good to have you on.
Nice to be here.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and say that this is probably the first time in a public radio interview that both the interviewee and the interviewer are under the influence of a drug, right? What do you think?
We are.
Or at least it's been openly admitted.
I'll admit to it.
And it's completely legal, too, which is kind of the amazing thing.
It's completely legal. It's completely socially acceptable. Most Americans take this drug daily. Even most adolescents take the drug daily in smaller doses.
What does it look like? What does caffeine, actually the substance, look like?
Well, you know, I've got a bag of it here with me. It's a white powder. It's a fine white powder. Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong there?
Right. It's bitter. It's stronger than most of us would imagine. So, you know, a 1/64 of a teaspoon is the amount that's in a soda. A 1/16 of a teaspoon would be a good dose for, you know, a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
And 1 tablespoon would be a lethal dose. So it's powerful.
It is not. I'm speaking specifically about coffee. I guess you are, too. But it's not just coffee, right? It's tea. It's soft drinks. It's energy drinks. I mean, caffeine is everywhere, baby.
It's everywhere. I mean, sometimes you can sort of see corner stores as monuments to our lust for caffeine, because there's not only a coffee bar, a coffee counter in the back of the corner store, but there's several cooler doors full of caffeinated sodas. There are cooler doors full of energy drinks, the increasingly popular bottled teas, the ready-to-drink teas, again, all caffeinated. And then you go up to the front, and the counter around the cash register is just cluttered up with 5-hour energy shots. So, yeah, it's everywhere you reach.
Is it any wonder, then, that this is, what, a $70 billion a year industry?
Yeah, and it's more than that. That's just the soft drinks. It's probably more than $100 billion. I mean, soft drinks, another $30 billion for coffee, probably. So, yeah, it's a huge business.
Here comes the really cynical question, it harkens, I suppose, to big tobacco, right? How much are these companies playing on our addiction to this drug, caffeine?
Good question. I think that they consistently downplay the importance of caffeine in their products in terms of how appealing it makes the products to the consumer. A huge part of the appeal of these products, the reason we're reaching back again for a Coca-Cola or Starbucks coffee, is because we want the caffeine. And, you know, I'd really hope to have a conversation with Coke and or Starbucks about this. And both of them declined requests to discuss caffeine because, you know, I think they know a lot about caffeine.
Well, and when the FDA or other bodies have tried to regulate, they lobby pretty hard, right? Whether it's Coke, Starbucks, Pepsi, take your pick.
Absolutely, yes. And so, yeah, it's a big issue. And right now, FDA is taking a hard look specifically at the products that have caffeine added to them. The new generation of energy products, the, you know, energy drinks, gums, et cetera.
Now, do you do decaffeinated coffee or are you a straight caffeine guy?
I'm a straight caffeine guy. Yeah.
Even like, you know, after dinner at 8:30 at night?
I don't drink it after dinner. I tend to cut it off in mid-afternoon. I guess if I were to have some after dinner, I might drink decaf, but I don't know. I'm not crazy about decaf.
No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Murray Carpenter, his book is called Caffeinated. It is, obviously, about caffeine. Murray, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for your interest.